好，我们感谢主啊！今天是我们第一次，2025年第一次主日敬拜。
Praise the Lord! Today is the first worship we gather together for year 2025.
虽然天气很寒冷，那我们相信在寒冷的天气，上帝更加看重我们敬拜他的心。
Even though it's rather cold outside, but we are sure the Lord even put more love on us to worship Him.
首先啊，这个在主里向大家问安啊，祝大家新年快乐。
First, we ask peace in Lord for to everyone. Happy New Year.
今天牧师讲的题目是啊，向下扎根，向上结果。
The topic of today's sermon is take root deeper, bear fruit better.
我们知道2025年已经到来了。
We know 2025 just arrived.
但是我们知道呢，2025年的到来好像似乎并不平静。
But we know year 2025 arrived.With quite a bit chaos.
在新年的第一天啊，就发生了很多的事情。
On the first day of the year, many things happened.
我们看到在新年第一天啊，在纽奥良发生了一种恐怖式的啊袭击。
We know that on the first day in New Orleans, there's a terrorist attack.
这个曾经在美国军队服役的这样一个退役军人。却发动了用这个用卡车去碾压正在欢庆这一个新年的人群。
Now, a veteran who served in the Iraq War of Iraq, he actually rammed his trucks through the crowd who are celebrating the New Year.
好像这一些以前似乎更多的是在中国发生的这种用车撞人的事情，好像在美国也在发生。
It seems like these kinds of things only happened in China, but now it's happening in the United States now.
我们无独有偶啊，在新年第一天，在西部的拉斯维加斯啊，我们也发生了汽车这个炸弹的爆炸事件。
And the other thing that occurred in Las Vegas on the first day is that the Cybertruck explosion.
这个是在川普的这个酒店的门口发生的爆炸。
It occurred in front of a Trump hotel.
这似乎预示着川普的重新执政啊，并不会平坦。
It seems like foretell that the new administration for Donald Trump is not going to be very smooth.
所以，2025年这一切告诉我们，这一年将是充满挑战的一年。
All these things occurred tells us.Year 2025 will be rather challenging.
不仅仅是在外面的世界，我们相信在我们的生活，在我们的信仰，在我们的服事中，也将充满挑战。
And also, it will in our life, in our spiritual life, and our personal life daily, and we'll face lots of challenges too.
那我们将如何的面对挑战呢
？How we're going to face these kind of challenges?
实际上，在2000多年以前。是一个犹大的国王西西家啊，他也曾经面临着挑战。
As a matter of fact, over 2,000 years ago, the Judea king Hezekiah faced similar challenges.
圣经告诉我们，西西家王是一个依靠耶和华神的这样一个国王。
Bible tells us a king Hezekiah is a king who relies on God.
但是我们知道，人对神的依靠永远都是软弱有限的。
But we know, as a human being, our reliance on God is limited and rather meek.
就是这样一个圣经说，在所有的国王里面，他是最依靠耶和华的，但仍然他显出很多的软弱。
And the Bible told us in the among all the kings in the Old Testament, Hezekiah is one of the most is a king which trusts God most and rely on God most.
在西西家王14年的时候，这个旁边强大的亚述国攻打这个犹大。
In the year 14 of his reign, and the neighbor country attacked the country of Judea.
这里圣经告诉我们说，犹大国这一个亚述国如此的强大，所以他们攻城略地。把所有经过的城市全部都占领了啊！攻击犹大地的一切坚固城。
So the country, the neighbor country is so strong that they attacked all the fortified cities of Judea and captured them.
面对如此的强劲的敌人，这一个西西亚王害怕了。
Faced such a powerful adversary, and the king Hezekiah scared.
他第一个选择就是要投降。
The first choice for him is surrender.
所以他向这一个外邦的君王亚述王说：“我有罪了啊！你现在这一个你要罚我什么啊？我什么都承担。”
He told the king of the neighbor, said, I am guilty. Whatever you need, you want, I will give.
这就相当于说言外之意啊，不管是割地还是赔款，他都愿意去做。
It means that he's willing to pay by his land or by money, whatever he's willing to offer up.
所以第十五节，这个西西亚王就把耶和华殿里面啊，神的殿里面和王宫里面所有的银子。都拿出来要进贡啊，来平息战事。
As verse 15 said, so Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the temple of the Lord and the treasures of the royal palace.
而且呢，就是这个不仅仅把殿里面的，把那一个圣殿的门上的和柱子上的金子都刮下来。言下之意就是要尽量的要满足于这个亚述王，让他可以退兵啊。
He even stripped off the gold with which he had covered the doors and the doorposts of the temples of the Lord.
但是没想到这一个侵略者永远都是贪得无厌的。
But he did not realize the aggressor is so greedy.
所以亚述王并没有这一个罢兵啊。
So the king of Assyria was never satisfied.
所以这个十七节告诉我们说，这个亚述王就是继续的派他的大臣啊，几个大将率领大军继续的向耶路撒冷进发。
So the king of Assyria sent his supreme commanders to continue attack the Judea.
而且呢，他的一个大将，其中一个大将叫拉伯沙基的，还说了这样一段羞辱他的话啊。
So one of his commander.Nab said,
还说啊，这个你这个西西家王啊，你所依靠的，你现在有什么好依靠的呢
？So, who are you relying upon? You know, you are so proud, you are so confident.
你能够依靠你自己吗
？Can you rely on yourself?
你说你可能够打仗有计谋，可是你在我面前不堪一击。
But you're not my worthy enemy.
然后呢，你说你可以联盟，你可以找你隔壁的。这一个埃及跟埃及联盟，你也联盟了，但是问题，埃及在我面前就像一根稻草一样，你看，你跟他都不堪一击。
You're aligned with the country of Egypt, but they are just like a splinter's reed of the staff which pierces a man's hand and wounds him if he leans on it.
所以这个西西亚王他靠自己失败了，靠联盟，埃及的联盟也失败了。
So you know that the king Hezekiah failed when he relied on himself when he relies on his alliance with the country of Egypt.
在这种没有办法的时候，他才想到上圣殿去求告神。
In such a despair, he finally humbled himself and went to the palace of God.
他看到啊，听到这个叫什么？这个以叙国王如此说的时候，他这个时候再也没有办法，他撕了衣服，披上麻布，进了耶和华的殿。
When he heard all the insults from the king of Assyria, he gave up. He just tore his clothes and put the sackcloth and went into the temple of the Lord.
然后他这个时候才想到。去求问先知，上帝的仆人啊，究竟该怎么办？他然后就去派人去这个去见先知以赛亚。
So at this moment, he has no choice, and finally he realized he has to go to seek the Isaiah.
所以这是告诉我们，所谓啊，这个信主的人这个光景，我们总是在最后的时候。没有办法的时候啊，才去 求问神。
So this is a typical situation for the believers that finally they have no way to go, and then they go to God.
然后上帝这个时候借着先知以赛亚对他们说话。
So Lord through Isaiah start to talk to him.
说耶和华如此说啊，这亚述王的仆人啊，殿亵渎我的话，你们不要害怕。
So he said, "Tell Master what the Lord says. Do not be afraid of what you have heard. Those words with which the underlings of the king of Assyria have beset me."
这个我必惊动，我必搅乱以西王的心，让他从哪里来就从哪里回去。
Listen, I'm going to put such a spirit in him that when he hears a certain report, he will return to his own country.
我必使他在那里倒在刀下。
And there I will have cut down with a sword.
我们后来知道，以西王后来狼狈地逃回了他的这个国家，然后在他的国家里面被他的儿子杀了。
As you know, the king of Assyria has gone back to his own country and was killed by his own son.
所以很多时候不是上帝杀人，而是上帝借着这个恶人来杀恶人。
So sometimes Lord is not going to directly kill somebody, rather he is use the evil to deal with evil.
所以我们这个时候看到这一个神他的回答在最后说了一段话啊，这是非常关键的。
But we need to pay attention what the Lord had told Hezekiah.
上帝帮助我们不仅仅就是要解决我们这一时的困难。
When Lord help us, He is not only to solve our temporary problems.
他要给我们一个更大的旨意和更大的、更很久的一个属灵的原则。
He's giving us a spiritual command.
就是这里在第二十九节、三十节说，你们今年要以色列人呢、啊，今年你们要吃自身的，明年也要吃自长的，什么意思呢
？So he gave the command to Israelis. King Hezekiah said, "This year you will eat what grows by itself, and the second year what springs from it." What does that mean?
这个是一个比喻啊。
This is just a
parable.
A parable, yes.
这个就是说，你们今年你们自身的是土地里面自己长出来的啊，明年是自长，也是土地里面自己长出来的粮食啊。
So whatever you eat this year is grow from the land, and so does the crops grow from the land next year.
但是后年你们自己要耕种了。
But the year after, you have to sow and reap.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
告诉我们，神的儿女，我们刚刚信靠主的时候，刚刚认识主的时候，神可以把恩典白白的赐给我们。
Just to tell you, when we first come to Christ, Lord give us the grace.
但是过一段时间以后，我们要与神同行，我们要真正的要这一个建立我们的信心，要靠我们的信心与神同行。我们来度过每一天，我们来面对每一个困难和挑战。
So after a while, we really have to live by our faith, to walk with God, to spend every day with Him.
所以，那我们就说，我们的信心要真正的成长起来。那我们的信心如何成长呢
？How does our faith grow?
也就是说，我们的心，我们是要向下扎根的，向上结果，就像一个啊，一个植物一样，它要不断的往下去扎根，然后自己不断的在结出果来。这是一个神的儿女他们生命的节奏。
So as a children of God, and we really have to take root below and bear fruit above.
所以，上帝告诉我们。通过西家王那个故事告诉我们，我们神的儿女面对挑战的时候，第一个，我们不能逃跑，我们不能投降，不能惧怕。
So what do we learn from this? That from the King Hezekiah is that first, when we face difficulty and a challenge, we should not fear and not surrendering.
我们也不能像这一个西家王一样，我们就想到去找这一个强大的人啊，所以做我们不管他是谁。 只要他很强大，我们就跟他去联盟，跟他结合一起，好像能够靠着人来解决困难。
And also, we should not build alliance to some so-called strong people and depend on them.
我们应该什么？我们要真正的学会啊，不是一个头脑的知识，真正的学会依靠我们的上帝。
We should, in our heart, truly trust and rely on our God.
但问题是，你相信上帝能够，他愿意，他可以，他将在他的时刻用他的方式来拯救我们吗？
But do you believe that Lord will save you at His choosing and His timing and His place to help you?
所以这实际上就是一个信心的问题。
This is truly a issue of faith.
那信心究竟它是什么？它为什么如此重要？
Why faith is so important?
那信心它的根在哪里？
What is the root of faith?
我们有没有信心，往往是因为在我们的信心，在我们的心中究竟有没有一个信心之根。
The issue really is that when you ask if your faith really is that, do you have a root for the faith?
就像那个植物一样，它为什么能够生成，它是因为它的归根到底的根源是因为它有根。
Just like a plant which can survive because it has a root.
我们知道植物它的关键的关键就是它的根，它没有根的时候就没有生命。
Just like a plant, without a root, it does not have life.
你看这个植物长得这么郁郁葱葱，当你一旦把它拔出来，当它的根死了，它就要死了。
Look at this, how prosperous this plant, but once they are uprooted, it's going to wither and die.
无论是一棵小草还是后边的一根大树，它只要根拔出来，或者它只要它的根死了，整个的植物再高大的树也马上就死亡。
No matter a grass or a big tree, if a root has issues or being uprooted or dead, then the plant will be dead.
因为根是吸收营养，是吸收力量，产生生命，产生能力之所在。
Because the roots are where the nutrients can be taken and where the life can be sustained.
所以主耶稣基督曾经说了一个比喻。
So Christ gave a parable.
他告诉我们说，当人如何来面对上帝的道，我们是不是把上帝的道放在我们的心中，生出根来，这是关键。
So how do we face the word of the Spirit or word of God?
一个读经用脑子读经千万遍的人，不一定。但他的心中神的道不一定生根。
For those who may read the Bible many times, and the Bible, the faith may never rooted in his heart.
这里他做了一个比喻，就是说有一种心，有一种心就像路旁一样啊。他在听到的时候，他没有把心听到，没有用心听。
Just like certain people come to the worship, and listen to the sermon, but they never listened.
就像那个种子撒种的时候，它根本都没有撒到田里去，只是撒到路旁一样。
When the sowed is not in the field, rather is along the path.
所以，当我们没有用心听的时候，没有耳朵听的时候，那个神的种子就根本就没有到心上去。
When you listen without the truly eager heart.You never heard. You really never took the root in your heart.
这个要往下翻一下啊，这个呀，这个好像又好。然后呢，另外一种心呢，它好像是落在心上去了，就落在那个前土地上去了。
The other type seems like it did put on the soil, but it's very shallow. The soil is very shallow.
而且呢，这个心啊，这个田地里面充满了石头，而且土特别浅，所以呢，在这种田地里面，那个植物是没有办法生根的。
And the land very barren, and so the plant can never take roots.
所以呢，这一个太阳一出来，没有根的种子马上就枯干了。
So when the sun comes up, the plant will scorched.
所以最后呢，他告诉我们，只有在落在一个好土地的时候， 这个种子才能真正的生根。
And the last, when the seed fell on good soil, it will take root.
所以主耶稣基督实际上后来他亲自解释了这个比喻什么意思。
And Christ, he explained these parables himself.
所以这里看到了第十九节说，就像很多很多人一样啊，他听神的道的时候啊，听起来还是有道理的啊，听着还是不错的啊，当时是欢喜领受，没错。
When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatch away what was sown in his heart.
但最终因为还是没有生根，所以这个种子在心上，在心的心田里面还是长神的。这到了患难，就像太阳出来了一样，马上把种子给晒死了一样啊！所以同样的，这根道，这个道没有生根的道，就在心田上。就遇到患难，然后就马上就退却了。
Just like the seed which is sowed on the shallow soil, and it will wither when sun comes out. So when the word really did not take root in your heart, so when you face difficulty, it will never come. You can never come through.
所以这就告诉我们，像一个种子，你不仅仅落在一个田地里面要生出一个根，而且这个根要更加的强壮，一个粗壮的深深的根，才不会像刚才那个小根一样一晒就晒枯了，对吧？所以这个是关键，是我们要扎根要更深啊。
In order to sustain, not like the one was spread on the shallow soil, you need to take deep roots, and so you can have a stronger life.
扎根更深，生命才会真正的强劲。
When you have deep roots, then you have a stronger life.
你看，大树跟小树的区别在哪里呢？
See the difference between a big tree and a small tree.
当狂风暴雨袭来的时候，一棵树倒不倒，最关键是就是它的根有多深。
When a storm comes, the difference between a strong tree and a small tree is that how deep the tree is rooted.
这个，你看左边这个树。你看它的根，当它如此之深、如此广，它紧紧地贴附在它所依靠的大地上的时候，所以狂风暴雨这么袭来，最多的一两根枝子倒下来，但树绝对不会连根拔起，因为它的根太强大了。
So you see, on the left side, the tree is so deeply rooted. When the strong storm comes, maybe a few branches fell, but the tree will still stand.
那后边的右边的小树，后面的树好像也不小哈，我找不到小树啊，所以那个这么后面的树稍微小一点的树，没有，但是根上毕竟是小一些。你看风一大的时候，照样可以把它连根拔起。
And you see in the right picture when this rather big tree, but their roots are so shallow, so they uprooted.
同样的，你看在同样一个地方啊。
See in similar place.
当干旱发生的时候
，When we have a drought，
什么植物马上就凋谢了
？Which one will wither？
那个草就很容易凋谢，全枯了。
The grass will wither really, really quickly。
但是它旁边的树是长得好好的。
But the tree, a neighboring tree, can grow as usual。
同样的地方
，The same place。
所以你看到有没有啊？我们干旱发生的时候，我们要给我们自己种的，我们家的要给我们家门口的草浇水，但是有没有给树浇水的
？So when we have a drought, we try to water our lawn, but we never water our trees.
尤其是大树
，especially the big trees.
你从来没有说给你家的树去浇水去。
I don't think anybody will ever water the big trees.
因为树不需要浇水
，because they don't need to be watered.
为什么不需要浇水
？Why not?
因为它的根深深地扎在土地下面，在最深的地方永远是有水的。
Because it's so deeply rooted and aware, there's always going to be water in that place.
但是这个在很浅的地方，太阳可以把它晒干的。
But in the shallow place, the sun can scorch the land.
再说一遍，在深沉的土地里永远是有水的。
In the deep soil, there always going to be water.
有水是有水，但是问题是你要有根去吸收才行。
So when you have deep root, it will be able to extract water of the, from deep place.
你必须用你的根深入在这样一个有水的深土里面。
So you have to have a deep root into this deep soil to extract water from that place.
所以你这个根，实际上你说你要用的信心，在困难面前，你要扎根，用你的信心扎根在神里面，你才能够永远不枯干。
So your faith, just like this tree, so you have to have a very deep rooted, and so you will never get withered.
所以上帝有话说，神的儿女应该什么？你要喜爱耶和华的律法到一个地步，要昼夜思想。
So Bible said for the children of God, so you have to meditate His word, His law, day and night.
他像一个树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。
He's like a tree planted by the stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves never do not wither, never will wither.
这个昼夜思想已经告诉我们啊，这个根是如何的信仰之根是如何扎下去的。
So they tell you the.Meditate is how to get a deep root.
这个昼夜，这个思想 meditate 原文啊，这个希伯来文的意思是原文是这个野兽，它得到猎物以后，它不断的反复的咀嚼，反复的回味那个猎物的过程。
So the word.Meditate in the Hebrew means that when a hunter, actual animal, which a hunter food, and they try to chew it so hard and to get the most nutrients out of it.
他所以这个意思就是要 ponder deeply 啊，就是你要反复的思想到一个地步，叫昼夜思想的地步。
So you need to ponder so deeply that you always again and again, day and night.
所以是的。是昼夜思想面对我们的不是读圣经，不是很快的过一遍，你要思考，而且要反复的去思考，反复的去体会啊。所以我把它稍微总结一下啊。
So I tell you that you when you read Bible, it's just not going to read it. You read it to think hard again and again.
所以这是一个我们一个真正扎根、深深扎根的过程。
This is a process how we're going to.Have our faith deeply rooted in Christ's words.
那首先做我们教导的人、传道的人、教导的人，我们就首先要有深入的教导。
So first requires us preachers, teachers to teach you really deep things.
深入的教导，它意味着我们必须不是念经，而是要把圣经解释出来，所以叫 expository preaching. OK.
So Pastor John just said expository preaching to teach the disciples.
所以我们首先作为所有的不光是牧师啊，所有的教导者要把圣经深入的解释出来，不是念的越多啊，你念的越你念一大堆经文啊，却从来没有解释什么意思啊，这个那就不是深入的教导了。
So deep Bible reading with scripture interpretation.
那这一个深入的教导不仅仅是知识层面的深入，而且还有圣灵充满的教导。
It's not only just teaching, also with a life testimony, and it's spiritually filled.
是的，啊，不，这个圣灵充满的，往往还有你自己生命的见证。你不永远是说别人的故事，而有你自己用生命。如何体会如何与上帝的话同行的经历都要在这一个信息中能够传递出来以至于产生属灵的生命的感染力。
So you not only tell other people's story, really have to tell your own life testimony and spiritual field and which will truly impact other people's life.
所以这是第一步啊，这是深入的教导。
So the first step, deep teaching.
第二步实际上也是同时，因为我们读经不一定永远是听别人讲，我们还自己还要读经，那我们的读经也应该是深入的读经。
So we also need to have a deep Bible reading.
所以你圣经读多少 那一天读多少可能并不是那么的重要，更重要的是你对神的话每一句话你要深入的去思考。那深入的怎么深入的读呢？这里最重要的同样你要有解释圣经的基本知识啊，释经学啊。我为什么去年我专门给大家培训过你如何用释经的方法来明白来解释这个圣经更重要。
So it's not necessarily have to read a lot, but you really have to think hard. You have to be able to do the scripture interpretation. And the last year, Pastor John gave a training in that regard.
所以第一步啊，深入的教导，深入的读经。
So deep teaching and deep reading.
然后到第二步，你读完以后你要思考，就像昼夜思考一样，要 deep thinking， 要思想。
Then you have to further take a deep thinking.
经过了 deep thinking 啊，经过了这个深入思想以后，这样的人才会真正的深刻的明白到第三步。
So through deep thinking, then you go to the third step. You truly have deep understanding.
Deep under, 就是说你深入的深深的深深的理解了以后你才可能深深的相信。
Then, you truly have deep belief.
你不可能相信你没有深刻理解的东西。
You can never believe what is something which you don't understand.
Deeply.
Deeply, yeah. Deeply understand.
所以你深入的相信以后你才可能产生深刻的强大的信心。
Only when you have a deep understanding, then you have true belief, and then you have true faith.
这不仅仅是圣经的道理。
It's not only what the Bible about.
这也是自古至今所有的真正的属灵伟人他们对圣经教导的正确的态度和方法。
This is also the attitude and method.Which has been tested by all these spiritual giants.
简单一句话，没有对圣经的深刻的理解，不可能产生深刻的信心。
Simply put, without deep understanding of the Bible, you will never have deep belief.
而且不仅仅要深刻，而且还要反复的深刻。我们读了一遍圣经，你不是读了一遍就完了，你思想了一遍就完了，你还要再去读，再思考，再反省。再相信，然后产生更深的、更这一个更坚固的信仰。
So this is a process we repeat: is read again, think again, reflect again, and believe again.
这就是我们信心产生真正信心的整个的属灵的过程。
This is how we can deeply rooted it in the faith. We have a faith we deeply rooted it in the scripture. That's the process.
这也是昼夜思考的属灵原则。
This is also a principle what that means by meditate day and night.
所以我们这一个对在基督里扎根啊，除了神的话，实际上还有一个在神的灵里面扎根啊，这一个就需要更深的属灵的生命才能体会。
So we truly have to root it in the Holy Spirit, in that this also another even further step of a process.
那就是说你不仅是读神的话，你每一天，你甚至于每一刻，你凡事都在思想神的旨意是什么，我怎么做才合神的心意，我怎么做才是能够得到神的祝福。你凡事你任何时候都在思想如何用你的心灵与上帝同行，这就是在圣灵里扎根。
So-called rooted in the Holy Spirit is that any moment, any timeWell, whatever you do, whatever you think, you want to make sure that is that fit into God's plan and God's will.
然后呢，因为知道，因为敬畏神，因为害怕走错了道路，也知道今天的世界非常充满属灵征战，因此常常在灵里面有一个警醒，有一个守望的灵和守望的心。
So we also need to have a heart of all in all. So then, whatever we do.We want to make sure we are truly walking God's will.
所以，仅仅喜欢读圣经还是不够的。
So just like to read the Bible is far from enough.
你要有一个灵，你的心灵里面要警醒，在心里面有一个祷告、祈求、仰望的心。
Your heart has to be alert all the time. You have a heart willing to pray and to ask for God, seek God all the time.
所以不祷告的人是非常危险的。
So for those who never pray, it's very dangerous.
如果只读经不祷告，也许更危险。
Maybe it's even worse if you only read Bible but you never pray.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我读了圣经，好像我都对神的话都很清楚了，所以我什么都知道了，我不需要祷告了。
So you know, because I know all the God's word, I don't need to pray.
但很多时候，当我们没有一个祷告警醒的灵的时候，可能我们的对神的理解、话的理解可能是偏差的。
So without heart of a prayer, so our understanding of God's word, most of the time we're going to go stray.
所以我们为什么每个星期都要有祷告会？
So that's why we have a prayer meeting every week.
为什么我们要以在岁末年终的时候，我们要以祷告感恩，要用祷告警醒
？So at the end of the year and beginning of the year, we always gathering for a prayer.
让我们这个新年祷告会，我们刚刚结束不久，第二天就看到了那么多的啊，这个发生了那么多的事情。
We just finish our end of the year prayer, but so many tremendous things happened.
这就充分告诉我们。这一个我们祷告要为国家祷告要为执政掌权的祷告
It tells us we need to pray for this country for those who are in charge
要为世界和平祷告
We pray for the peace of the world
要为美国的政治经济文化祷告
We pray for the culture and the politics of the United States
我们要为家庭祷告
We pray for the family
我们要为我们自己属灵生命能够真正的战胜艰难祷告
We pray for our own spiritual life whichWe'll be able to conquer the difficulty.
这一切都是扎根的过程。
So all these are the process of taking root downwards.
给大家介绍一本书。
So I'd like to introduce a book to everyone.
这一本书它是告诉我们教会的领袖如何真正做领袖的。
So it tells us as a church leader how to be a church leader.
实际上这个书不仅仅是这个教会领袖可以看，所有的基督徒都应该可以看。
So this book not only for the church leaders, but for everyone.
他就是说，在教会里面的服事，尤其是领袖，往往产生一个错误的幻觉。
So it gives the impression that many church leaders have a kind of false feeling.
我们常常比较重视这个看得见的、表面的、看得见的那些工程或者事工。
We pay a lot of attention to the things which are visible to everyone.
但是我们却忽略了我们内心深处我们的真正的属灵生命的建造。
But we ignored that in our heart the spiritual building.
它就实际上告诉我们，像一个宏伟的大桥，它之所以宏伟和坚固，不是外在的宏伟，而是在这个水下面的看不见的地方，水下面的它的根基是多么牢固，这是根本。
Just like a bridge over the water, it looks splendid, but the most important part is the foundation, which is under the water.
同样像一根塔一样啊，这个灯塔，它外在的这一个高度。啊，这个它取决于内下面的它的一个根基有多牢固。
So similarly, like a light tower in the ocean, it's standing up tall, but really depending on how strong the foundation is.
如果它水下那个看不见的水下的根基如果不牢固的话，上面越高倒得越快。
So for those invisible foundation, if it's rather weak, the tall structure will fall really, really quickly.
所以。我们的信仰跟这个高塔像那个高桥一样，如果我们没有根基，上面暂时建得越高，倒得会越惨。
Our faith just like the tall buildings in the water, the taller we build without a strong foundation, it will fall really fast.
所以这几句话请大家记住。
So please remember these words here.
我们的信仰像桥像塔一样，下面就是根基的深度。决定了上面的高度。
So for our faith, the depth of the bottom with the foundation determines the height of the top.
里面的生命决定我们外在的生活和外面的侍奉。
The inner life determines the outer life and the ministry.
所以倒过来是错误的。你不要以为表面上看到的有些服事看上去还很光鲜，但是如果没有生命，没有内在生命做支撑的话，这个服事马上会倒的。
So just for the probably you can see that you may do something great outside, but without inner life, a strong foundation, it will gonna fail rather quickly.
反过来，如果里面有生命，也许他展示的服饰不是那么看上去光鲜，不是看上去那么有果效，但迟早因为他有根基，他的服饰注定会越来越好，越来越高。
On the contrary, that for those people who have a strong foundation, you may not see his effect right away, but in the long run, he will shine.
所以，我们不要喜欢建造那个看得见的、被人看得见的工程，而要真正见到的、首先要建造的、永远要关注的，是我们自己内心深处那个真正的属灵生命。
So the core of the issue is that really we should not pay attention to all these beautiful things outside. Rather, we pay attention to how we build up the inner world, our inside.
所以在神的国度里面，永远有一个颠覆不破的真理，那就是看不见的决定看得见的。
In the kingdom of God, there's one truth that is the invisible determines the visible.
看你看不见的信心决定你看得见的侍奉。
So your invisible faith determines the visible service.
那个看不见的、暂时看不见的神的国度，乃真正的高于今天这个看得见的世界。
So the temporary invisible kingdom, eternal kingdom, determines the what we today's visible world.
所以圣经有句话，原话说：“那我们顾念的是那看不见的，而不是。”这个看得见的。
So the Bible said, "What we care about is what is invisible to us, rather than the visible to us."
好，那我们下面就要仔细的再看看，我们扎根究竟要为什么扎根呢
？So we look further. So take root deeper, bear fruit better. What does that mean?
我们扎根不仅仅是为了建一个高塔，而真正的我们。扎根也不仅仅是长出很多叶子来，而真正的扎根的目的是要结果的啊。
So the real purpose of have taking deep roots is not growing the can build tall towers or have lots of leaves. Rather, we want to bear fruits.
你看，耶稣基督曾经啊，他渴的时候，他需要食物的时候，却碰到一个长满了叶子却一个果都没有结的啊这个树。耶稣基督以至于说要咒诅这个树，因为这个树它应该被咒诅，它已经很多年了，它从来没有结过果。耶稣说：“你既然不结果，你就别白占地土了，把这个地让给别的树吧。”
So you remember when Christ was walking and he was very thirsty, he encountered a tree which is so flourishing, but it never bear fruit. Lord said, "This tree should be condemned."So this tree can, this land can be bare, can be spared for other trees which bear fruit.
所以我们的信仰像一根扎根的树一样，我们不是扎完根以后吸取了很多营养，然后把我们的叶子长得很多，树长得很高啊，反正以后我们可以骄傲的向我们周围的草啊、其他的树去宣告说：“你看我的叶子这么多啊，这么绚丽多姿。”啊，我的高度长这么高，你们都不如我。但是从来不结树、不结果，这是不能造福其他的生物的啊！不结果的树是没有用的。
So the point is that when we have deep roots in the faith, we should not just like go out to boast ourselves how wonderful we are, just like the trees has lots of leaves but never bear fruit.
所以，同样的，你看这一个高大的桥啊，这个它有很好的根基以后，它建造一个高大的桥。但桥的重要性不在乎它这个桥本身有多雄伟、有多高大，而在乎它什么？这个桥真正的坚固，以至于让很多的车都可以在上面安全的通过。这是造桥的目的，不是造个桥出来让别人看的啊。
So to build the bridge, the point of that is not how splendid, how magnificent the bridge is, rather than it is safe for all the passengers and vehicles to pass through.
同样的，这个灯塔如果下面有一个很好的根基，可以造一个高塔出来，但是目的不是 啊，你看我这个塔造得多高啊！啊，我这个塔比所有国家的塔都造得高啊！那我这个塔就是巴别塔啊。所以，你不是要造一个巴别塔，而是真的说这个造的塔越高，是可以那么这个塔上挂的灯光可以照得越远，它可以服务，可以让周围在黑暗中的全远远的看到灯光，以至于可以安全的行驶啊！这是造灯塔的目的。
So the point of building a tall tower which has a strong foundation is not just how tall it is, rather it serves the purpose to try to guide the vessels in the ocean.
所以塔它的重要是它能够给人光明和亮度，它的亮度是关键，而不是它的高度。
So the significance of the tower is how bright rather than how tall it is.
同样的意思就是说，你们要像光，你们是世界的光，要照在人群中，看到你是真正的一个正直的、良善的、坚持真理、坚持公义的啊，是这样一个真正的有神的生命在你面前的一个基督，在圣灵面前的基督徒。这比你有多少圣经知识，读了多少圣经啊，这个比这个重要的多。
Similarly, Christ said the Christian should be a light in front of people instead of you glow to other people how much Bible you have read.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读经也好，祷告也好，我们不是在增加一个宗教的知识，也更不是给别人看，你看你都没有读经，我读了我这个怎么样参加多少教会的活动参加教活动是非常好的，但这个不是我们真正的最后的目的。
So as you know, that the purpose of all our activities is not just tell people how wonderful we are.
所以我们所重视的远远永远不是这个外在的形式，而是真正的把神的话反复的思考，反复的咀嚼，反复的领受，反复的降服，反复的相信，反复的去活出来，这是真正的目的。
So just like we have said the cycle, which is you know that you have to read again and think again and reflect again and believe again. This process which can build up a further strong belief.
所以，生根建造的目的是要结出果子来的。
The purpose of a deeply rooted is try to bear fruit.
有两种果子，圣经告诉我们有两种果子。
Bible told us two kinds of fruits.
圣经的果子是第一种果子，是指我们生命的果子。
The first is the fruit of life, spiritual life.
就是我们内在生命的果子。
The fruit of inner spiritual life.
简单的最直白、最简单的就是加拉太书里面他强调的，一个活在基督里的人，就是一个在活在重生的、活在圣灵里面的人。
So just like in the Bible said, it's for the people, the fruit is for the people who was reborn, has the inner spiritual life.
有九种圣灵的果实，实际上就是生命的九种生命的果实。
There's nine fruits of the Spirit.
喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制等等。
Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness.Gentleness and self-control.
然后第二种果实是要结出福音的果实。
Second is the fruits of gospel.
我不是我拣选了你们，是我拣选了你们，所以我要耶稣基督说，我要分派你们去结果子。啊，这个果子当然一般认为，我们不认为，好像强调是内在的果实，在这里头强调你要去结果实，就要结出更多的被神改变更新的生命，就是福音的果实。
We talk about the fruits of the gospel is that you did not choose me, but I choose you and point you to go and bear fruit. The fruit will last, which is to make more people to be God-fearing and God-loving people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在新的一年里面，我们要向下扎根，向上结果，是我们的新年的主题。
So 2025, our church theme is,Take root deeper and bear fruit better.
我们要不断地在神的话，在神的灵里面深深地扎根，来也同时不断地结出更多更好的果实。
So we need to continually to take a root deeper in spiritually and bear fruit for gospel.
那是我们生命的果实，也是更多的福音的果实。
This is the fruit of our life and also the fruit of gospel.
好，那我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢你生命的话语。
We thank you for the word of life.
我们感谢你用阳光雨露滋润浇灌了万事万物。
We thank you for enriching the whole world. Use your sun and your water and your nutrients.
我们更感谢你用耶稣基督，用他的话语，用他的真理，用圣灵的启示，来让我们的生命，在灵里的生命不断地得到更新和滋润。
We also thank you that you use your son Christ, use his words and spirit to continue renew our life.
求主帮助我们在2025年真正的在你的话语中扎根。
So we ask you that we use your words to take roots in our hearts.
我们不仅仅是一个念经的人，更是一个用心来读经的人。
We're not only the just readers, we truly read the Bibles use our heart.
我们不仅仅是用心读，我们更是用我们的信心来把你的话语真正的贯彻在我们的生命生活之中。
We not only read the Bible with our heart, but we just pray that the Holy Spirit will move us to execute your words in our heart.
我们知道你的话是这个世界，是美国，是每一个教会，每一个信徒真正可以依靠的保证。
We know that your words is the only thing that we can rely upon for this country, for all the Christians.
我们求主你让我们有信心，真的能够有耐心，能够在你的话语扎根，让我们能够结出生命之果。
Lord, we just pray that you give us the spirit and the patience that your words will take root in our heart and will bear fruit for you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
We pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.